This is kind of a long preface, so you can skip ahead if you want. At some point, I realized a lot of my pictures for this were bad quality, so I deleted probably like a good 200 plus. This is my first video like this, so bear with me. It is kind of an experiment, and I'm going to work on the quality if I do more videos like this. Secondly, maybe I'm crazy, but I saw a lot of looks matches left and right. When I say looks match, I usually don't mean it's a perfect looks match. It's usually like, close enough. Maybe one person is like half a point more attractive, maybe even 1 point. People will believe Oofy Doofy is a thing, seem to be exaggerating as if you're seeing Quasimodos with hot women all over the place. I don't really see that where I'm at. There's a reason women all over the world set their dating apps to New York City. In New York, women have an absurd amount of options for sex and validation from men. I don't see Oofy Doofy like that. It seems a lot of people don't understand how women compartmentalize. Because it's like, even when you see the Oofy, you don't necessarily know the dynamics of the relationship. The ideal mating strategy for a woman is to bang men more attractive than them and lock that guy down into a relationship. 99% of women cannot do that, but they can have casual relationships with men more attractive than them and then have the low SMV beta male take the leftovers and even be like a stepfather and all that shit. Subservient beta male type guys are the biggest safety net women have, and they know it. This is why they don't like stuff like MGTOW, even though incels think, you know, it's men sent their own way and all that kind of stuff. There is some validity to that, but they still don't. They don't like it. Like, they want their beta male manslaves, trust me. MGTOW chips away at that massive pool of men that are willing to settle down with a chick who just got off the cock carousel. It doesn't do significant damage, but it's, you know, the more it grows, like, you know what I mean, like, women say this shit themselves.
You guys prefer a man with abs or no abs?
No abs.
No abs.
I'm hooking up with them abs. If I'm gonna marry this guy, no abs. It's too much pressure. Yeah.
If you listen closely, there's even studies which show that women prefer short term with more physically attractive guys, and it even goes based on ovulations and ovulation cycles and shit like that. Chad is banging women mostly in the short term, it seems. The guy that she's holding hands with in the Whole Foods is very often a stopgap until she can sleep with Chad again. This is why, I mean, it's probably even an open relationship. That is extremely common in New York, especially. This is why guys get cheated on left and right. This is why hookup culture is so dominant. And this is why stable relationships seem all but non-existent at this point. Even if a woman does manage to lock down a better looking guy, it seems, sometimes, like, she can't believe it, you know. Her insecurity drives her insane. She assumes that he's cheating, etc., etc., and she ends the relationship or cheats on him first. Oh, and in open relationships, the guy is often gay or bisexual, it seems to me. So, you know, there is some crossover with the whole gay bestie dynamic, you know, the fag hag thing, as I call it. But anyways, we're gonna get into this now. Alright, so here we are. Oofy Doofy. This is the first one. Seems like a looks match to me. I mean, there's another one. That's pretty much a fucking looks match. Same fucking thing. I guess she's a little better looking, but like, and you got this random Jewish girl on the left. But pretty much. Like, she is not like drastically better looking or anything. Just be Jewish. Just be kosher, bro. You'll get an arranged marriage at 20. You know? You won't be left to the horror of dating. This one, I don't know. Am I crazy, or is the body language given like sibling or like friend type shit? But there's not a huge looks disparity here, you know. This one is kind of bad quality, but I don't know. I just thought it was funny that this rice cell took this femcel off the market. Black femcel. You know, just thought that was funny. I mean, that's pretty much a looks match. I mean, she's a little overweight, you know. He kind of looks a little soy infused, I ain't gonna lie. Can't really see a couple in the back too good. Here you have some Chad lights, I guess, with two girls behind him on the left. And this is the girls, you know. Not a tremendous look at the disparity here, you know. So there's another one. I would say this is probably the first one that's kind of like, okay, maybe that's kind of oofy or schlubby or whatever, but I think with this guy is just like a little bit out of shape, you know. There's not a tremendous look at disparity here. So moving on, this is a looks matched older couple. Sometimes it's just like, especially with the older couples, it's just like one of them or both of them are like out of shape, and it's like which is not a genetic thing. Sometimes that happens like in the duration of the marriage or whatever. There you go. This is kind of like Just Be Tall. This guy is pretty tall. And pretty much it looks matched though. JBW, but they're pretty much looks matched. That's gonna be a word of the day, because I'm gonna be saying that a lot. I just feel like most of these people are just like looks matched. I think a lot of oofy doofy people, they're completely overrating women in a lot of cases. And it's like, nah, these chicks don't be all that, you know. They're not hideous, but it's like most people are average. And I see a lot of guys in the summer wearing like these tight shorts, and it just makes me think the dude is gay, I ain't even gonna lie. But this is like Chad Lights, I guess, with Stacy. Like a throuple or some shit. I don't know. Pretty much a looks match. Yep. I would say so. I just thought that was funny. Because, like, you put that chin on a man and that's an incel for life. Some of these are a little dark. Especially with the black folks. You can't really see them too good. But this is a black dude with an overweight woman. She doesn't look bad though. She looks like more on the curvy side of things than on like the fat side. So this was pretty funny. This is like a Stacy just basking in the sun. Like she literally just looked up at the sun and just like basked in the sun. That shit was funny as fuck. It's like, God, it's good to be a white woman. It's good to be on top of the privilege hierarchy. So here's another thing with Oofy Doofy. It's like a lot of these people, these are obviously siblings. Like they have the same chin, the same expression. So a lot of this shit, you can't assume that everybody's a fucking couple, you know. So I'm not assuming that here. This might be an example of Oofy or some shit, because you know. But again, it's like a weight thing. Weight is not really a genetic thing. So this looks like Elder JBW, but they're wearing face masks, so fuck it. You know, a guy ordered his wife on Amazon.com. Just Be Boomer, you know, Just Be Boomer. You know, they probably met on a newspaper ad or some shit. I'm looking for a human male. You know, it probably was that simple back then. Looking for a human male with all of his teeth. Hey, I see a newspaper ad. I do need myself a woman. You know? There's another Stacy just basking in privilege. You know, drinking some water. It's like, okay. Fuck this bitch drinking water. Fuck is wrong with you? Okay. I'm not sure what this was. This was like an older guy. The woman. I can't tell if they're holding hands. I guess not. Maybe. If it's an age disparity like this, I tend to think that's his daughter or some shit, or a sugar baby. I don't know. So, let's see. That's pretty much a looks match. Yeah, I think so. this one. This was just funny. Like, because, like, they're standing so far apart. You can't really see the guy in this one. But I had a few more. So, could kind of see him there. And then she was like, kind of called me recording, I guess. I don't know. This looks like another elder JBW. At least two of them had wedding rings. So, I assume, like, there was at least one couple in this. This dude looks like he's... He's just had enough of life. Like, fuck this shit. You know. Some more. This is pretty much a looks match. I mean, I would say she looks. She probably looks a little bit better, but again, not drastically so. You know. Yeah, basically it looks match, you know. Can't really see this one, but yeah, fuck that. This is like a dysgenic looks match. Yeah. She's pushing a stroller. But I have made the observation that oftentimes when the guy is like slightly better looking or above, the woman is the one pushing the stroller. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. You know. So. This is an Indian looks match. As far as I'm concerned. I think this is another one. Arranged marriage. Just be gay, bro. Just be gay, bro. What is with these tight ass shorts, though? What the fuck, man? I don't know what this was, man. This African guy had all these women 10 paces behind him. I don't know, like his wives, daughters. I don't even know what was going on. But, you know, Muslim maxing, I guess. Some more. Let's see. Pretty much looks matched. Yeah. It's pretty much looks matched. He's obviously he's like a foot taller than her at least too. So that should just be tall as well. Pretty much a looks match, and he's again also he's like you'll notice like pretty much all of them are the guy is taller, and this sometimes significantly so. So basically a looks match. JBW. I would say she actually looks worse, though. This is kind of like... This is a Curry looks match. Eugenic Curry looks match. This is a Hispanic couple delivering, doing bike deliveries together. Somebody was Illuminati maxing, apparently. Look at the entitled white woman face. Yeah, you better open the door for me. Let me out. Fucking bitch. Let's see. These look like high school kids or some shit. Looks match. This was interesting because it's like black dude, white woman. There's some, I have some clearer stills. And it was like, I don't know, like it was, I didn't get the black girl that was behind him. And it looked like they were all together. And she was with this dude over here. You know, got a few more. This guy, I guess this guy's Hispanic or something. Yeah, but she wasn't bad, you know. It's basically a looks match. That is old rice couple looks match. Yep. They had some Chad lights and Tyrone light behind them. Maybe not Chad Light, Tyrone Light, perhaps. Then again, I guess he was kind of short. JBW? Because, I don't know, she looked kind of Hispanic or some shit. You know? Curry Man, he ascended. He ascended and had a white baby with the white woman. You know? Probably worked at Silicon Valley for a good 20 years to buy himself a white woman. This, damn, this is too dark. But I guess JBW. Just be gay, bro. Holding hands. Just be gay, bro. Tight shorts, there we go. Fuck it. Just be white presenting, I guess. She looks pretty. She looks kind of curry. Looks match, but it's kind of dark. This one is kind of edgy. Looks match, more or less. And if I know anything about girls that dress like this, it's like they belong to the streets. Fuck that. Curry. Can't really tell. A lot of these fucking people insist on wearing face masks, so can't see her lower half. Just be gay, bro. Just be gay. That's a looks match. You can tell even with the face mask on. Looks match. They kind of look like siblings, though. You got a bald guy with an overweight chick. And then pretty much a looks match. You know. Looks match with their daughter. I meant to include the clip from this one. I'll probably do that at some point, but yeah, this girl was just like clearly using this guy as an emotional tampon. Like, oh, I'm so stressed out and blah blah blah. He's just validating her stupid shit. Looks match. Yeah. It's basically a looks match. Curry looks match. And he's seemingly like one shade lighter than her. That shit does matter. The fuck out of here. especially for Indians. There's a black woman's ass. Shit. Okay. Looks match. A lot of people are fashion max too, I notice. You know. Looks match pretty much. Actually, he looks a little bit better. You know, some of these people catch you recording. Look at that. She's looks like she's looking right at the camera. Okay. All right. Looks match. I would say he looks better, no homo. Just be her dad, bro. Brutal incest pill. Nah, this is probably like a. I don't know why I included this. This is probably like a father and his daughter. Looks match. Pretty much. Actually, no. She would be better if she was in shape. But she's not trying to do that, clearly. You two pram pushers here. I had so many pram pushers, I had to start deleting them, because there was just too many of them. You know, there was just way too many of them. I deleted a lot of shit, because, like, you know, I'm working on the quality for this shit. It's an older black couple. You know, they were in the freaking civil rights riots and shit together. You know. They were in the Black Panthers together, or something. These two, they were holding hands, so obviously a couple. And looks pretty much a looks match, yep. Like, if anything, this is a looks match pill, like. But, yeah. Basically looks match, yeah. Yeah. She looks like she's like a little out of shape there. It seemed like these people were together, man. But they were walking so far apart. Like, yeah. Looks match. This girl looks depressed as fuck. She's like, I wonder what Chad's doing right now. You know, he's Schwander maxing, I think. That looks like a Habibi. And he's just talking bullshit, and she's like, he's so disinterested. What's Chad up to right now? I missed the cock carousel. Looks match. This chick was on her phone smiling. I don't know. I guess she's texting Chad or some shit. This might be kind of oofy a little bit. Yeah, that might be kind of oofy. He just walked off the set of Silicon Valley. You know, now he got his hands in his pockets. They just walked right off the set of Silicon Valley. Elder JBW. Let's see. Looks match. Curry looks match. Actually, she's a little better. She's a little better, yeah. But actually, yeah, this is like a Curry arranged marriage or some shit, probably. But she does look. She's probably like got a good 1 point on him. I'll say that much. It's hard to account for people being out of shape and shit, though. This is looks to be a looks match. With their child. Okay. This is more like body language, like hands in his pockets. She's on her phone, completely disinterested. There's like so much separation between them. She's on her phone. A lot of women they're just on their phone all the time, like even when they're walking. That's something I noticed too. Like, they'll be in company and they're just on their phone the whole time. There was another person in that too. Yeah. Throuple, you know. Like, oftentimes, like, I notice oftentimes if I see a attractive dude, no homo, he'll be with two girls. And, or like, a lot of times you'll see a girl with two guys, like, two guys who are obviously just there to give her attention. I don't know if this is a looks match. He looks better. Yeah, he probably looks better. By like a good point. So, two rice people. Looks match. Couple. On the left. Look at the distance between these two though. Hand in the pocket. Other hand, they're holding shit. They're holding each other. Looks match, maybe related. I don't know. They don't look super alike. Just be lesbian, bro. Just look some pussy, bro. You know, they rather date each other than date you. It's over. This dude looks like he won the fucking lottery. Holy shit. I ascended. I JBW maxed. Or, I don't know. I don't know what her heritage is. Like, he won the fucking lottery. And she's just like, yeah, I'm just here. Asian couple. Why? People insist on wearing these stupid fucking masks. Like, good lord. I guess he caught me. Yeah, he caught me recording, I think. JBW. They're wearing the same shoes and hat. Cringe. I just thought this woman was kind of hot. That's literally the only reason I included this. Okay. Indian guy, Asian girl. I would say pretty much a looks match. You know, like I said, that's going to be the freaking word of the day here. I guess Hispanic girl, Asian guy. Actually, he did pretty good. I ain't going front. Like, he did okay. I would say she's over him by maybe a few decimal points or something. Maybe like half a point. You know, I don't know. Again, it's not an absurd disparity in looks. I don't know what this is. Yeah, I'm not sure what this is. They look like they might be related, but pretty much a looks match. JBW? These two, maybe. But that's a looks match. They just walked off the set of the Matrix. Yeah. Looks match though. Actually, no, I would say he looks a little better. Yeah, I would say he looks a little better. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll skip that. She probably looks better by a little bit. Overweight. Nope. This is a looks match though. Probably only because of her weight. Looks match, it's pretty much a looks match. What is this? What is this bag? This guy swings both ways or something? Looks match. Here's Shlomo with his kids. Hope he's not diddling any of them. Again, it's kind of a weight, Jesus Christ, kind of a weight thing. Yeah, I would say if she lost weight, that she has a little fupa going on there, that would be a looks match if she lost weight. I'm not sure what this is. Maybe looks match, unless that's his mom or some shit. I don't know. I'm not sure. Just be Jewish, bro. Just be Jewish. Goyim. Looks matched, though. This guy looks like the incel logo. I'm not even gonna lie. That face went no girlfriend. You know, he's the Jerry West of the incel logo. Well, we're back. I'll say this is kind of an oofy, even though she's a little overweight. Because, you know, this guy kind of looks like what's the show called? I forgot what that show was called. The Nerd Show, you know? Kind of. But anyways, so... yeah, that's a looks match. I'll say he probably looks very slightly better, but I don't know. He's wearing glasses. And, her face is a little obscured too by the hat. But. Okay. Chad Light caught me recording. What nefarious Negro deeds is he up to? Just recording a fucking Black Pill video. Damn. She got that fupa. Shit. This is who's posting on the FemCell message boards, because she's too lazy to fucking get in shape. You know. But whatever. It is a cope. Food is a cope for a lot of people, so I don't judge too much. Let's say this is... basically a looks match. You see, this guy is short. He's short so she can be fat, basically. That's basically what that is. And she's most likely crazy because her hair is dyed, and overweight women do just tend to be inherently crazy. And this is pretty much a looks match. He probably looks a little bit better. Okay. So that's basically looks match on the left. Pretty much a looks match again, I would say. Same fucking thing. Same thing. I mean, I'm not seeing the oofy. I'm really not. You know, this guy called me recording. It's basically a look. He kind of has a look of disgust. That's damn. Got some veiled racism in you or something? The fuck? I know I don't look that bad. Shit. Well, that's a looks match, basically. And this guy's K-pop maxing his brains out right here. And he was being followed by these two girls. These two girls right here. So again, here we go. Remember I said oftentimes when you see a Chad or something, he has two girls following him. Two girls following him. You know? This guy is a foot and a half taller than her. Also JBW. I would say that pretty much qualifies. JBW, just be tall, you know. Black people looks match, you know. I would say. There's a guy who looks like he's had enough of this earth, and his this woman, you know, looks smash, I would say. You know, JBB, I guess. Looks match, I would say, pretty much. It's so hard with the black people, man. You can barely see this guy's face. Like, this is why I'm gonna work on the quality, you know, for the next one. But, you know, this girl was, like, very enthusiastically hugged this man. Like, she was so happy to see this dude. It's like, damn, I didn't get his face, unfortunately. Tyrone, I assume. They were both pretty tall as well. Just be boomer. Just be boomer. You know. No comment. No comment there. I would say this was a looks match. JBB looks match. You know. Even though you can't really see. Again, you know, can't really see. I would say he looks better. You know. Let's see, he looks better. Looks match, pretty much. Just be white presenting. He kind of looks like a shawarma maxer, but yeah. this is who's posting on the FemCell message boards and shit. I would smash, though. You know, she's got some memories going on there. Yeah. She probably watches anime. And plays video games and shit. She looks such an edgy doomer, you know. So fuck this world. Just be a Jewish banker, bro. Just own your own deli, bro. You know? But it's pretty much a looks match, I would say. You know? Guy just walked off the set of Seinfeld. This was probably the best example of an actual genuine oofie. You know, as in, oh my god, unattractive man with an attractive woman. You know, she's holding his arm. You know what I mean? I was kind of wondering about this one. Like, what the f... You know, he's Indian. He is not a particularly attractive or in shape. But I did see the Gucci bag. I was like, Asian women will be... They don't be rocking that Gucci like that or whatever. So I'm like, okay, is he like her ATM machine? Like, what's... I was very curious about this one. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah. Here's a Habibi, you know, shawarma maxing. You know, selling his food and tacos and hot dogs and shit. Gyros. You know, got the generator on deck. You know, this girl gave me a nice look. I don't know if she was looking at me, you know, because my camera was a little more on the left. And she obviously has a thing for black men, but this guy has his hands in his pockets, so this is looking like a stopgap situation. And she gave me a look, because I suppose I look like a serial killer, so maybe she's more into, like murderous Negroes. So that's a look. That might be fuck me eyes, guys. You know, anybody know where she lives? So this is a lesbian couple. Yeah, that's what that is. Let's be a lesbian. I wonder how much they beat each other every day. They probably get into fights and arguments every single day. And like slap the shit out of each other. Because they can't, you know, they can't come to the realization that they actually need dick. Two holes in a room, that doesn't work. JBW? Or just be Jewish? You know? I would say she looks better, but not absurdly so. She doesn't look absurdly better than him. You know? And the body language is... it doesn't really indicate couple. You know? This is a looks match. I guess you could say JBW, but pretty much a looks match. Yeah, they basically look like they could be related, bro. Like, you know, if they didn't have different skin tone. Yeah, say that's a looks match. Looks match. This footage is from someone else's video, I'm not gonna lie. Like, so yeah, some of these pictures are from other people. Shit, this is a looks match. Yeah, pretty much. Elder JBW, you know, he ordered his wife on eBay from Thailand or some shit. Damn, look at this girl, she's tall as fuck. She's probably a model. Yeah, she's probably a model. There's obviously a lot of those in New York. Let's see. Seems like maybe JBW. I don't know. Possibly. Habibi maxing. You know, Habibi nabbed him a white woman. I guess.
Oh my god, I stand with Ukraine. Save Ukraine.
This is not a looks match. She looks better, I would say. You know, that might be a genuine oofie. That could be one. You know, I'm trying to be fair to the other side, right? For no particular good reason. This guy was very tall. It's the only reason I put this in. So obviously, like, he's as tall as the door, basically. Not sure what this was, but they seem pretty much matched. If anything, he probably looks a little bit better. She kind of looks a little older. I don't know. Just be boomer. Just be boomer. See, that's pretty much a looks match. I would say JBW, but I think he actually probably looks better than her. So, yeah, I'll say he looks better than her, actually. I think this was a JBW with, or just be Jewish. I mean, look at his nose. And a Hapa child, I suppose. This might be a oofy. This might be a oofy right here. Yeah, she's kind of like model-esque. This just looks like a normal guy, pretty much. He's even wearing normal clothes. JBF? Just be first? You think? I don't know. Just be rich? You always gotta ask questions, like, you see that looks disparity. Somebody wrote girl dick on the wall. It just goes to show the kind of city we're living in here. You could kind of see, like, a Chad back here. You know, obviously he looks better than the chick. You know, a real Chad, unless he's with Stacy or some shit, he's probably gonna look better than his chick, to be honest. Like, no homo. Look, another curry man nabbed himself a white woman. You know, that's pretty much a looks match. She probably a little bit better looking, but not by much, not absurdly so. I'll say he probably looks a little bit better, not ridiculously so. Shit, fucking hand is hurting. Okay. This is a eugenic looks match, pretty much. Yeah. Eugenic looks match. These people stop to talk to him. They seem like tourists. That's another thing. There's a lot of tourists in New York. They seem like foreigners. They had, like, accents. But, yeah. Pretty much a looks match. But she, I would say she looks better than him. But, again, not absurdly so. Yeah, and this guy probably had more hair at one point. He's probably in better shape at one point. can't really see this. This guy looks better. Yeah, he looks better. And again, I'm not trying to sound gay or none of this shit, man. I'm just trying to look at people's looks objectively. You know, I'll say she looks a little bit better, but, you know. This is a brutal dog pill. This chick literally ran across the fucking street to pet this dog. Like, you freaking psycho. But, you know, a girl will never chase you like that. Chase a fucking dog like that. An animal that fucking shits itself. You know, whatever. They got more affection for dogs than niggas. But, this is not a looks match. Not a looks match. He obviously looks better. So, this is an aesthetic looks match. Yeah, pretty much. That's probably, he probably looks a little bit better. He kind of looks like an overweight Azealia Banks or something. Just be Jewish, bro. Just be Jewish. And again, I'm sorry about the quality in some of these shits. I'm going to work on that again if I do more of these. Aesthetic looks match. Eugenic looks match. You get the idea, man. Like, at this point, she looks better. You know, she looks better. Body language, though, kind of far apart. He doesn't seem too amused. Yeah, that might be an oofy. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know any of these fucking people. That's the thing with the oofy doofy theory. It's like you're assuming too much about these random strangers on the street. I would say that's pretty much a looks match. Honestly, I think this person on the left could very well be not the gender or sex they're presenting themselves to be. A tranny, in other words. So, I mean, I don't know, okay? I don't know. Some women do have masculine features and shit. So, I don't know, but... let's see. Curry maxing. You know, it actually works. Oh my god, an Indian man got a white goddess. Oofy doofy is real, bro. It's like, eh. Okay, she probably better looking than him. Yeah, by probably like a point at least. That's a looks match. Yeah, it's a looks match. He actually looks better than her, I think. Yeah, I would say so. Looks match, pretty much. Eugenic looks match on the right. And pretty much looks match curries from what I can tell on the left. This guy was tall. He looked pretty tall, so I will say that. Like, I have noticed something where it's like, it seems like every Asian couple I see, the Asian guy is at least 6 feet. So it seems like the Asian guy has to make up. There's some studies which show that, like, every inch of height is worth, like, a ridiculous amount of money to women. So it's like, you gotta, in order to make up for being Asian, you have to be at least 6 feet or some shit. But yeah, I would say that's pretty much looks matched, especially if this guy was as tall as he looked. Like, looks match. Yeah, looks match, I would say, pretty much. I don't know what this was, man. This one kind of puzzled me, because it seems like the person on the right is a trans person, you know? And this guy on the left is like pulling an Eggman, you know? If you know, you know. He's like pulling the Eggman shit. Looks match. Alright, here we go. Now we're back to some more quality shots. let's see. I would say this is like a Chad Light, probably. High normie, at least. So, and she's about, yeah, I would say he looks better, to be honest. But if this is the couple on the left, assuming there is a couple to be seen here, that's more of a looks match, I would say that's pretty much a looks match, especially considering his height. You know, again, guy always has to be taller, right? Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much a looks match. She might be slightly better looking. I don't know. Looks match. And hey, if you disagree, let me know in the comments. Like, because I feel like I'm just... It just seems like everything is looks match. You know? And I kind of talk about... I'm going to talk about this in the preface, you know, which I haven't recorded yet. I'll just put that in front of the video. But anyways... So, I think these are parents. They had their two kids. It was like a family of four. And it seems like oftentimes with these families, like, one person will not look so great as they get older, right? Either because they lose their hair, they get out of shape, but they have the genetics, right? So the kids are still eugenic. It seems like you see that a lot. There's another example later on of what I'm talking about. JBW, maybe, but I don't know. His expression and gesture is like, I don't know. This guy might play for the other team. You know, looks match. I'll say pretty much a looks match on the right. This guy is just a little bit out of shape. That's all. Yeah. Pretty much looks match. Can't really see the couple on the left. Looks match. Looks match. Pretty much. Same thing, pretty much. They just walked off the set of the Matrix again. What's with the purse? I don't know. This might be some dominatrix type shit. I don't know. Very edgy. Looks match. Pram pusher. You can see right there. Yeah. Pretty much looks match. He might be slightly better looking. Looks match, I would say. Am I crazy? Like I said, that's the word of the day with this. I didn't think I would be saying that this much. Same thing. They really look like they were about to just fuck this guy. Like, I know this motherfucker ain't got this camera in my face. They look like they're about to fuck this dude up. Looks match though. Yeah, I would say looks match. Pretty much looks match. Like, look, you see, the guy is notably better looking actually in this one. I think no homo, and she's the one pushing the pram. Ah, interesting how that dynamic works, right? He's combat ready in case an attacker threatens his family. He has his hands ready, you know. He doesn't have to take his hands off like the dynamics of that are so interesting to me, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm not that domesticated, you know. I'll say that's pretty much a looks match. She probably looks better. I'll say that. Looks match. She looks like a mulatto or something. I don't like that word, but it's the one we have. I mean, he looks better. but he's just skinny, you know. That's all. Shit. Oops. I scrolled ahead too much. Okay. So, yeah, this is what I was talking about with the parent thing. Like, this guy looked like he probably played football in school or some shit and just fell out of shape. But his kids were aesthetic. This would have to be one of them. This would have to be the wife. And there was a son, too. Like, another family of four. So, it's like the genetics, the base genetics are there. So, the kids are aesthetic. And, you know. What is that, an eclair or something that she's eating? There's something to that with women eating that shit. You know, like they're trying to create some sort of visual. This looks like a gay bestie situation. He had the pum pum shorts on, you know. This seems like a gay bestie sort of thing. But I don't know these people. This guy did not want to be recorded. He really looks like he's about to fuck the camera person up. But I would say that's a pretty much, you know, if she was in better shape, she would blow him out of the water. There's a lot of couples like that, I think, but she obviously doesn't want to do that shit, so. I think this is a gay couple. Just be gay, bro. See, the guy looks better, and she's the one pushing the pram. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hey, I'm not saying I'm have like a perfect fucking interpretation of the truth, but I'm just like saying what I see. Why lift when it's all about face? Why lift when it's all about face? You know? I would say he probably looks better than her too. Looks match, more or less. Looks match, pretty much. I would say he looks probably better. I can't really see her eyes. Eye area is very important, obviously. Pretty much looks match. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much the same. Yeah. Asian guys are kind of... It seems like Asian guys are winning a lot these days because, you know, K-pop, like I said, K-pop propaganda is actually working very well. And... pretty much it looks match. He's pushing the pram. And he's worse looking. It's like... I guess I'm not imagining things. I guess I'm not. Looks match. I think they were foreigners. They kind of had accents. So that's a looks match. Looks match. She looks like a model or something. But this is not a hideous dude, you know. So maybe he's sugar daddy maxing, or who knows. I don't know for sure. But the guy is not like horrific looking, you know. Pretty much looks match, pretty much. Yeah. And lesbians, you know, they rather date each other than date a sub-chad guy, you know. But yeah, I think that's the last one, right? Oh no, it's not. It's kind of a JBW. But it's probably not really JBW if the guy is actually better looking, so. But then again, hypergamy is so absurd, especially in New York, that it's, you know, you could probably still argue JBW. But yeah, that's the last one. Obsidian out.